Hello, my friend. Greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Medasani from our Daily Blessing. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. We find in Joseph a kind of humble grace that deserves our thought and appreciation. His brothers had wronged him severely. Yet years later, Joseph is given an opportunity for retribution. It would be easy to assume that God was providing a chance for him to even the score. What would you do if you were in Joseph's place? It's amazing to see how he responded. Clearly, the Spirit of God abides in him. Through the story of Joseph, we are reminded of God's perfect grace. We often forget that Christ is seated on the judgment seat now. This position is taken. We can rejoice in the fact that God dispenses mercy and wrath in perfect seasons and proportions. Our grit and savvy did not secure our pardon, but God's grace in Jesus Christ did. His grace is extended to us every day in countless ways. We can trust our God. We can trust His works. Since the foundation of the world, He has proved Himself holy beyond measure. His law is perfect. His wrath upon sinners is perfect. Indeed, His grace is perfect too. None of us are without fault or guilt. As recipients of grace, we are not in a position to dispense perfect judgment. Next time you are offended, you need to believe and practice what Joseph believed and practiced. Pray for the Lord to bring order in the midst of disorder. Pray to give the same mercy you have received. Then you will have better understanding what it means to be the child of God. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 5 verse 44 and 45, "But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For He makes His sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and the unjust." Remember, my friends, we cannot be the judge and the jury. Shall we pray? Righteousness and justice are the pillars of your throne, O Lord God Almighty. Your works are perfect and all your ways are just, O faithful God. When we are hurt and abused, may we not be quick to punish and revile. We pray this day and ask for your abiding presence in our lives. In Jesus' powerful name we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.